treino de grappling, né, aqui na ETT. Pô, foi super bem, melhor do que eu esperava. Já acordei com um peso mais baixo e mantive energia. E poder treinar com os caras que eu treino sempre, então, e saber que eu tô com a energia de sempre, isso me motiva muito, mostra quanto que eu tô pronto, eles sentiram isso. E é o que eu falo, cara, eu só sou uma peça dessa engrenagem toda que vai buscar o cinturão pra nós, né? É uma equipe inteira aqui, eu falo, é a melhor equipe do mundo.
Pantoja is he's a team leader. He leads by example. He's and sets a great example. Exciting style, tough as hell. He blends things together. He's wrestling and crew quite a bit. He's more experienced and the best guy in the world, right? The best in the world division and earned it. He trains hard every day and he's not looking past anybody.
He's such an inspiration for all of us, and I think everybody feeds from that, the energy, like the team is very good. To be able to see Pantoja fighting in Brazil, I think it's going to be an inspiration for all of us in the team. And like I say, I think he's on a good mood, like he's looking ready. I think he's feeling good, and I think it's going to be one more title defense from Brazil.
Que só me motiva mais, cara, fazer parte de uma equipe dessa, levar esses nomes comigo e voltar com o cinturão pra casa.
We're at Tata Gym in Rio de Janeiro. We're with Steve Erceg in his camp, just getting in last training and keeping him working and getting ready to take on Pantoja for UFC 301. Steve-O's been working tirelessly for this. Ready?
Yes, go.
It's the most respectful you've ever been, Steven. If it's his goal, it's my goal, and we're doing everything we can to make it happen.
I was back for a couple of days after the last fight with Matt Schnell and just going to get some KFC, and I got a call from a manager while I was eating it, and she said that, yeah, they want me to fight Pantoja. So I was in a weird spot. I didn't know whether I should finish the box or I should put it away, but ultimately I decided to finish the KFC and yeah, then start making some calls to dad, my coach, and all that sort of stuff.
Time.
As soon as I started the sport, I had the ideas and dreams that, yeah, I could become a UFC world champion.
Last round, boys.
To go into enemy territory against a Brazilian in Brazil and try to take the belt from him in front of his home crowd, I couldn't ask for a better way to win a title.
Time, guys.
Pantoja's been a good champion, he's a good role model. Unfortunately for him, I'm coming to take the belt off him. That's all there is to it.
So we're at Factory X. It's the week before Jonathan's fight. Jonathan's on like a tech type day since he's so close to his fight. And so, you know, we're really looking forward to it. This is a great fight for Jonathan.
Se me da una pupusa. I'm excited for him, man. He's looking good. Finishing out camp today. And to be a legend, you got to beat a legend, you know? And that's what we're trying to do, you know, we're trying to solidify our names in that category. And the next one is up Jose Aldo with Jonathan, so that's what we're focused on right now.
So Chris, I've been on him for a while now. We help each other a lot, just, you know, he gives me some looks, what Aldo's gonna do, and then, you know, I give him some other looks when he has a fight coming up, so, you know, it just helps me a lot of my career and stuff like that. I prepared myself real good, so I'm really excited for this. This is a long, hard training camp. You know, I'm going with all these guys, and, you know, I'm just ready to go in there and show it. I don't take nothing away from him. He's a legend of this. He's real good at kicks and stuff. His hands are good. Everybody says he's a Keno Rio, but, you know, his time is up. You know, now it's my turn.
Lanigan. Sou muito feliz de viver aqui na Flórida. Eu falo que na primeira vez que eu cheguei aqui no aeroporto, eu já senti esse ar fresco aqui da Flórida. Eu falei que eu me sentia no Rio de Janeiro. E poder trazer minha família pra cá, sabe, ver meus filhos sendo criados aqui, a oportunidade que esse país entrega pra eles, sabe. Isso! Boa, moleque! Vai! Vai! Isso! Vai, Boni! Vai! Isso! Daqui a alguns anos eu pretendo buscar minha cidadania americana, então meus filhos vão poder ter um vínculo com os Estados Unidos para sempre. É, cara, pô, tô amarradão poder proporcionar isso pra mim, pros meus filhos, né? Pra minha esposa, pro meu cachorro, né? Todo mundo sabe o quanto que minha família é a coisa mais importante que eu tenho e, pô, tá num lugar maneiro, numa casa maneira dessa aqui. Nunca pensei que eu fosse morar numa casa um dia igual essa. Tem uma vibe muito boa aqui dentro e a gente tá plantando momentos, né? Momentos da família, felicidade.
olha essa, irmão, olha essa tatu na tua cabeça, irmão. Tá horrível. Para com essa p*** aqui na Irmão, agora se tu manda aqui, ficava maneiro, tá entendendo? Porque aí tá pra caralho.
Tá. Tô chegando lá, calma, tá muito afobado. Vem tranquilo.
Eu achei que
cadê a cara,
pô.
Graças a Deus, última semana muito bem treinado e sentindo bem. É easy fight.
O adversário do Jean vai ser o Jonathan Martins, né? É um adversário duro, ele tem um bom chute, é bem versátil, né? Então a gente tentou fazer o campo em cima disso. Hoje foi o nosso último treino forte, sim, amanhã ainda tem, mas último treino tático mesmo. O Zé está muito bem treinado, mais importante de tudo, motivado, querendo nocaute, querendo lutar, querendo brigar.
Thank you so much. Thank you, no problem. Thank you, buddy.
Dia 4 de maio, o que nós podemos esperar é uma vitória brutal via nocaute.
Wendel, até amanhã, irmão. Beijo, até amanhã, irmão. Valeu, João.
So we've spent 12 hours flying from Amsterdam to Rio. Ah, when in Brazil.
If I could tell myself as a kid, listen, you're going to travel the world, you're going to get to see beautiful places like Rio de Janeiro, I wouldn't believe it. And this sport has offered me so many opportunities to go to places like Rio,
to be part of a Brazilian event. It levels up again, regardless if you're a Brazilian or the opponent of the Brazilian, you're definitely getting a wall of noise. There's a lot of good things to be part of this card, a lot of eyes on it, and especially having an up and coming opponent like Caio Barralho, definitely going to add to my legacy in the world of mixed martial arts.
So we just arrived in Rio, I can't wait to start the fight week. I think Paul Craig is a great fighter, he's a great opponent. I respect him a lot, you know, he won from Shogun Rua and other Brazilians. He won from Jamal Hill, he won from Ankalaev, top guys in the light heavyweight division. But I'm gonna KO Paul Craig and I'm gonna do it in front of my hometown, in front of everyone, and everyone gonna watch that. Yeah. Nothing personal, you know, just business, but I'm coming to take his head off, you know.
Finalmente, hein, pai? Finally!
So, just do the check-in at the hotel right now. Just gonna change my clothes and then after that I'm going to do some training. After a long trip, I need just to make the body sweat a little bit.
Oh.
Toca.
Boa.
We came for only one purpose. Hard work, performance, great victory. And a f***ing bonus, baby.
Fighting for the titles is definitely, you know, once in a lifetime, but getting to travel the world, come to places like Rio to do it, it's unbelievable. He's got to train at this time of night in order to acclimate for the fight, which is going to be around this time of night or a bit later. But to be able to do it, you know, next to the beach in Rio, training at night time, about to fight for a belt, it's out of this world. It's amazing. It just goes to show that if you make the right decisions, you fight anyone, you put yourself out there, you fight short notice, you know, whatever it takes, then opportunities come. It's amazing and lucky for him that he got the opportunity, but he deserved it, and I think he'll take it.
Yeah, same angle.
Yeah, I was just focused, moving around, trying to hurt my coach. That's all I'm trying to do. It's the only reason I fight, is to hurt Dave.
Oh, yeah.
1-3. 1-3. 2. I think Steve spent a long time in his career getting underestimated in one way or another. Before the last fight, he was just a jiu-jitsu guy and grappler that had no stand-up. There's just that air of mystery. He's only been in the UFC for not even a year.
Ouch.
Pantoja's very experienced. He's been doing this for a long time. I think they both have tools that can work very well on each other. I think Steve's very, very disciplined, and
yep.
Steve hasn't shown his full tool case yet. You're definitely going to see that on 301.
Today was our last day, focusing on his isometric strength and his power, basically with variable resistance, no weights, and he's ready to go. We just need to keep himself in a good state of mind, and right now just be ready for the fight. You know how hard it is right now as a champion. He has a target on his back, so he needs to be prepared. And he's dedicating himself every single training session. So right now it's just wait the time to step on octagon and get the job done.
Nobody is like undisputed. You can finish everyone and everyone can finish you. That's how I go. And now it's time to the big challenger for me and for him, you know, fighting Brazil, May 4th, to all my public, all my crowd. I'm super excited for that, and I hope CBS again is still ready for that.
I like this. This was nice. I needed medium because when I started cutting weight, my family got here yesterday night. My mom's from Salvador, a town called San Vicente. Just being on the big stage and representing Mexico and then Salvador and have both sides. I know where they come from and stuff. It's real hard and just seeing different things, you know, and then showing me up there on TV, fighting, representing both flags, so it means a lot.
¿Cuánto tiempo estás peleando ya?
Apenas cumplí 30 desde que tenía 16.
Oh,
so. Ya tengo mucho.
Qué bueno, suerte.
Gracias. Damn, this one's good. I already gained 5 pounds. No, I'm just kidding. I'm about to go to war, so it's kind of good just hanging out with them and stuff. Just having them there, just, that's all I pretty much need, you know.
Gracias.
Thank you, thank you. Just Monday I leave, and then, you know, Saturday I just get to work.
Então, nós estamos no CT, Nova União, né? Então, geralmente a gente já está na última fase, né? Muito mais treino, mais para cortar peso agora do que outra coisa.
Aí.
Então, fazendo todo o trabalho que tem que ser, eu acho que a gente tem que respeitar sempre, não importa quem quer que seja, esse eu acho que para mim que é importante, né? Então, a gente fez o treinamento, tudo certinho, e agora chegar lá dentro e fazer nosso melhor.
Três bicas dessa daí no braço.
Dia 4 de maio, pode esperar aí um belo nocaute aí do Aldo aí, conectando bem os golpes aí, que vai ter um grande show aí, que é essa volta do Aldo aí, vocês vai alegrar a nossa nação.
Valeu, abraço.
Só o filé, graças a Deus. Passamos ali na alfândega, pegamos um fumo na alfândega. Brasil é isso aí, né, cara? Já é pressão no começo, né? Mas tá bom.
Obrigado.
Tá dormindo demais, pô. Como é que você tá? Tá bem mesmo?
Eu sou o filé.
Não pra porrada, não.
É, pai.
Você é demais. Esse é meu pai, ó. Meu pai, meu irmão.
Beleza, tranquilo? Passando toda a vida.
Só estão te vendo no IP,
cara. Não, não, o cara tá doido.
Não, cara, eu não gosto dele, não.
Não, tu é doido.
Deus me livre.
Passa, mano.
Deixa ele pra lá.
Show de bola.
Toque aí, tem que ver quem chega primeiro no cinto.
Vamos rindo, depois a gente resolve essa p.
É, o Caio é meu amigo, sempre que vai lá pra Las Vegas a gente treina junto, a gente conversa muito. Fico muito feliz de poder lutar no mesmo card que ele. É um cara que luta pra caramba e creio que a gente vai dar um grande show, eu e o Caio. Vamos sair com a vitória aí pro Brasil e vamos dar um grande show no Rio de Janeiro.
I love this sound. This fight week is gonna be huge, gonna be full of work, but we need to relax a little bit first. Natural ice bath. So cold. Now just finish relaxing, you know, spend some time on the beach, took some photo with some fans. Now I'm gonna eat a little bit, sleep, do some sauna, and then after that, get some sleep again and start the fight week, finally.
Não.
Vai
cair,
vai abrir a cabeça aí, meu Deus
do
céu.
Boa,
tá bom. Vai
perto, vai
perto.
You're literally on your back. Esse cara aqui, velho. É sinistro como o cachorro sente, né? Que eu vou viajar. Desde que eu comecei a arrumar minhas malas, ele ficou mais quieto. Ele fica perto das malas também, como se ele quisesse ir junto da mala. Mas vai cuidar da casa, né? Vou pular, sem loucura, sem loucura.
And still.
Ah, acho que a parte mais dolorosa para todos nós, né? A gente é muito unido, muito conectado. É a parte mais difícil, eu acho que, de toda a minha vida, cara. Eu falo que os únicos sacrifícios que eu fiz na vida realmente foi quando eu estive longe deles. E é isso, a cobrança é essa, né? Trazer a vitória pra casa e assim a gente pode ter o nosso momento junto.